With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been a ruling by the Florida Supreme Court upholding the state's 15-week ban on abortions.
The Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, which means a subsequently passed 6-week ban can soon take effect. The court that was reshaped by former presidential candidate and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis ruled that the 15-week ban signed by DeSantis in 2022 can take effect. A 6-week ban passed in the 2023 legislative session was written so that it would not take effect until a month after the 2022 law was upheld. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, most Republican-controlled states have adopted bans or restrictions on abortions. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials say the U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The federal on-scene coordinator said it's an important first step along the road to reopening the port. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says crews will work quickly but safely.
The scale of this project, to be clear, it is enormous. And even the small lifts are huge. That's how we have to move forward.
Former South Carolina lawyer and convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh receives a 40-year prison sentence for federal financial crimes. He was also ordered to pay $8.7 million to the victims of those crimes. He's currently serving two life sentences for the murders of his wife and son, but he's trying to appeal the conviction. A top Iranian military commander is targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. State TV there confirms the commander and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed. This is SRN News. A new poll on pot.
Despite the warnings of clergymen and pro-family groups, the Pew Research Center reports that 57% of adults think marijuana should be legal for both medical and recreational use. Another 32% say the drug should be made legal only for medicinal purposes. 11% don't want it legal for any reasons. Full legalization of pot is most popular with Democrats and with younger Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration will pay for women in uniform to travel out of state for an abortion, but so far, not many female service members are taking advantage of the program. The Pentagon reports that the travel reimbursement offer was only used 12 times from June to December of last year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Pentagon does not have data on the first 5 months of 2023. This is SRN News. Well, no records Monday on Wall Street.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong report on manufacturing raised worries about how much interest rates could ease this year. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Monday. The Dow lost 240 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after a report showed that U.S. manufacturing unexpectedly returned to growth last month. That raised concerns about upward pressure on inflation. Trump Media sank more than 21%. The parent company of the Truth Social app reported a loss of $58 million last year on revenue of just $4 million. Seth Sutel, New York.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Hunter died Monday in California. He was 18 when he enlisted in the Navy and was at his post on the morning of December 7th, 1941. More details at SRNNews.com.